That's a good question. You know what? Yeah. Well, he's more than day to day because he hasn't skated with us for a while. So, you know, we're trying to resolve a situation where we can get him going a little bit more. So he's working out and slowly doing some things. He's got a lower body ailment, we'll just say, that happened in the Philly game. That's quite some time ago. And we were hoping at this point we would be in a better, it would be moving along. So we're a little just kind of doing our due diligence and research and it's coming along slower than we anticipated. So he's not a player in the next few games, I don't anticipate, not until he comes back and skates with us. So I don't, you know, I can't go into much more detail than that. Yeah, I think that was the only day, I believe. Yeah, I think so. Bogosian is, he hasn't skated for a week. So he came down with a flu-like thing, a little issue of just a flu thing that kind of set him aside a bit, but he's a little ways away. He's probably a couple of weeks away, I believe. So I think he was skating, but he hasn't in a week. Postma has been skating, but it's light. It's not contact related yet. And he gets reassessed in the middle of January, I believe. Slater is, I believe, longer than Postma, farther away. Well, I think that's what we're all challenged with. We're trying to grow, you know, we're trying to grow at a faster rate, but it's not going as fast as we'd like, but that's just seems to be the way it is. So right now we're in one goal games. We're comfortable with it. I think we're fairly comfortable with our team game. I think we've played fairly well in a general sense of things. Now we have to, you know, and I've talked about this for the last, whatever, week or 10 days, is we'd like to take a step. So I can't say much more than that. We'd like to take a step forward, you know. Eventually, these things are going to start coming around, whether you're watching video, doing some repair work in practice, and then, you know, we have to just do a better job at our management of the games. That's where we're at now, you know. Setaguchi's maintenance, yeah, just a tweak. Should be okay for tomorrow. Well, I thought our power play last night was fairly decent. I thought we had good puck control. We moved things around. It looked like a power play. It looked like we did something. We made a few little changes, but I thought we were way better. It looked like the group had chemistry. You know, not the later ones, but the earlier ones. The first one, I don't think we scored on, but I thought we moved some things around quite well. And the second one, I think we scored on. So I think we're just continuing to work at it and continue to try to move it ahead. I think that, you know, we're just trying to get better at it. We know we've got a ways to go. And it's a key part of the games. It's, when I talk about game management, that also is part of the game management. It's a momentum builder or killer. We want it to help us. Well, that's what you got to watch, you know. Like, but there's a fair amount of teams that play that way. That's just, you know. That's, you know, like, for example, like, they had two power plays, we had four. So, you know that something's going to break potentially. And what happens, it does. They get another power play, it's in your net, difference in the game. You got to know that we've had four power plays, they've had two. That's just part of recognizing what's going on in the game. Those are the things you have to manage. I thought we played a really patient game, that we played the game that needed to be played. It was a slower tactical game, and I thought we played it. It could have went either way, and at the end it was just really disappointing that it didn't go in the way we wanted it to go.
So does the puck management play into the possession time and the practice line, for example?
Well, yeah. They're a fairly good line. They've got some weight, and they're pretty good. They're one of the better lines in the league, and we know that, you know. So puck management plays a part with them, how to defend them, and you just want to have defensemen or players that can separate. That's the problem with puck management. You got to get somebody to get the puck stopped and to separate the puck from the player. And when you do that, you need quick support. So a lot of things have to work in conjunction. If you can't do that, you're in your zone. Now they've got zone time and you're defending. And, you know, but that's what you get. If you play LA is much the same type of team. They've got weight, they're heavy, they play that game. When you look at the teams that win cups, you'll see good puck management teams. Lack of turnovers, strong on the boards, heavy at the net. They all have the same things. They're weathered. That's what you get. They're weathered with experience. When they turn it up at another level, it's like, whoa, what is this? And that's what happens in playoffs. I remember when I was in Columbus, we played Detroit. We finally got into playoffs, first time in 12 years in Columbus. We played Detroit. They beat us 4 straight. They played at a level that we didn't know what it was like. They had come off, they hadn't won the cup the year before, but 2 years or 3 years before they'd won the cup. They played, this was in 2009-10, I think, or somewhere in there, whatever my last year in Columbus was, or second last year. We couldn't play at their level. It was like, whoa, what is this? They smoked us 3 straight games. In the fourth game, they took the foot off the pedal. It was a 5-5 game. We jumped over the boards, got too many men on the ice, and they scored 6-5, series is over. But when you look back at series, it was like, whoa, that's a man's game. No, it's experience. It's experience. How do you get to that point? You go through some of the stuff we're going through now. That's experience, you know. Get to win these type of games, that's the experience you need, you know. Get in the playoffs, win games, win a series, win two, you know. That's experience, you know.
Expect a quicker game for them?
Yes. They have skill and speed, and we're going to have to play better as well, you know.
Only Jokinen was just telling us that in the last 6 seasons now, he has hired and retained his own full-time 24/7 personal trainer. And he says he's heard about lots of basketball and football, but he believes he's the only player that does so in the NHL. The questions are twofold. Have you ever heard anybody else in the NHL doing something like that? And secondly, is that the future?
Okay, well, the first question, I know that there are trainers that players that have trainers. I don't know if they have full-time trainers. I know they have them in the off-season because most teams in season are directed by your own people, but he chooses to do that. I don't know that I know many players that do that, hire their own guys and then go with them. And then the other part of your question was? Yeah. You know what? I don't know where that would go because everybody's the one thing about the National Hockey League is players are intelligent about their bodies and very knowledgeable. I learned that when I went when the first time I went to Columbus, same thing. They're very knowledgeable about their bodies and how to look after themselves, and they really treat it as a temple. And for example, players in the off season go to some people that they teach them not only the proper way to train, but nutrition, what you're putting in your temple. And I mean, it's a process. It's like a school. I wouldn't say school, but it's like that. And they really teach them at a young age. These kids are getting 18 years old, 19 years old, and they're getting some major education in that. And players do treat their know. Like I remember a couple of players in Columbus, and he was an older guy, he was a veteran guy. He was about 35, I think. Been around, good player. He could tell the trainer, like not only what was wrong, but specifically the areas. And he was in depth. I was listening to him, and I thought, whoa, Because that was not like me. Like, I'd be like, oh, I got a little bit of a bruise there or something. He could get right into it. And it really surprised me. I thought, oh, my goodness. But he got good attention at the NHL level because you get the best care, you know. He was really, really aware. And when he would talk to the masseuse, it was unbelievable. Listen to those two guys and dictating what you needed to do. No, not there, over here. It's down here. It's right there. It's right in here. And I'd be like, whoa. It was pretty impressive. So I don't know if that answers your question, but there's a lot of good care up here. And you're right, you know, they have resources for that. You know, the thing that Ole is Ole's a veteran and he's a little older. And for him, he feels he needs that, you know. That's part of just his routine. And a lot of players are very routine-oriented. You see them all the time. They just have routines all over the place. And they don't like to veer from them, you know. But an older veteran guy, if he feels he needs that to extend the life of his career, it's a pretty intelligent move.